AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Bond was set at $1 million on a weapons charge in Charleston, South Carolina for Dylan Roof. He will face another bond hearing on the 9 counts of murder. In court today, family members of the victims of Wednesday night's church shooting got a chance to speak.
You have killed some of the most beautifulest people that I know. Every fiber in my body hurts.
Roof showed no emotion in the video hookup from court. He also heard this from more than one family member.
Can I forgive you?
Documents from police say after the shooting, Roof stood over a witness and made a racially inflammatory remark. The Justice Department says it is investigating whether this could be a hate crime or domestic terrorism. Shots were fired this morning in Cincinnati's Madisonville neighborhood. The police chief says an officer and an armed person who exchanged gunfire with the officers are dead. Officer Sonny Kim was a 27-year veteran of the Cincinnati Police Department. Three people were shot in Oakland, California, 5 blocks from the celebration for the NBA champion Golden State Warriors. It's not clear what condition the three are in. The Oakland Tribune reports witnesses told police the gunman got away. A report from the State Department shows a sharp jump in terrorist attacks and deaths. The AP's Mark Smith has the story.
Between 2013 and last year, the number of terror acts rose by more than a third, and the number of people who perished in them nearly doubled. The number of kidnappings nearly tripled. And the report says the big reason for the surge was the rise of two groups, Islamic State in the Mideast and Boko Haram in Nigeria.
Stocks didn't go anywhere today. The closing bell is sounded on Wall Street a day after the NASDAQ reached a record high. Stocks were lower across the board. The Dow lost 101 points. This is AP Radio News. State police in New York say they will be relentless in the search for two convicted killers who escaped from prison 2 weeks ago.
As the days go on and the tips come in, Clinton County Sheriff Dave Favreau says they may not know where Richard Matt and David Sweat are, but they will be caught.
We don't have concrete evidence they're here. We may not have concrete evidence that they're somewhere else. They definitely are someplace. We will find them.
New York State Police Major Charles Guest says they've spent countless hours interviewing prison worker Joyce Mitchell, who's accused of helping the men escape.
Some of her comments have proved to be fruitful to this investigation.
The pair literally cut their way out of the prison in Dannemora in New York to escape. I'm Julie Walker.
The prosecution has rested in the Colorado Theater shooting trial of James Holmes. They claim Holmes meticulously planned the attack in 2012 that killed 12 people, and he knew it was wrong. The prosecution is seeking the death penalty. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.